The weekend was pretty exciting for political reporters like me and political bird watchers like you. Of course, it was a very hectic weekend for BJP leaders in Ahmedabad, in Delhi, but it was exciting for us. Something dramatic was happening, and you always look forward to such things regardless of how it plays out, because, well, somebody who is sympathetic to the BJP or to the opposition may have certain views about this, but when you're watching it nonchalantly, as a political watcher, it's so interesting. But we have discussed all this in my Polygraph show. That's a live show I do once a week. In this episode of Politically Correct, I'm going to talk about this strategy of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah of changing the chief ministers. You know, since 2014, there have been 20 BJP chief ministers under Modi Shah's watch, and 8 of them have had to vacate the chairs for different reasons. So 40% is quite some strike rate when it comes to, you know, the failure of the chief ministers, I would say. But before coming to that topic, let me talk a bit about what happened yesterday and today. Yesterday, Bhupendra Patel, protege of Anandi, former chief minister and now governor Anandiben Patel, was chosen as the BJP leader, as the chief ministerial candidate. This afternoon, he'll be taking oath. Let me take you back to 2016. In August 2016, when Anandiben Patel had to resign. So, you know, on the 3rd of August, there was this BJP parliamentary board meeting at 7 RCR. Now the name has changed. The Prime Minister's residence here in the national capital. Now it's a local landmark. Anyway, so the BJP parliamentary board met. And we were all excited at that time also, that 5 years back, because there was a lot of chatter about the possibility of then BJP President Amit Shah moving to Gujarat. All speculation, you know, as it happens in political circles. But then the Prime Minister entered the meeting and he started with this: Amit ke alawa baki naon pe charcha kar le. So basically, he started the meeting ruling out Amit Shah's candidature. After a while, then they all agreed on Vijay Rupani. Vijay Rupani is a protege of Amit Shah, and we know what happened after that. So on Saturday, when Vijay Rupani resigned, again there was a lot of chatter. And as we know now, that Bhupendra Patel, Anandiben Patel's protege, is the next CM. And some may call it poetic justice. Because, you know, after that parliamentary board meeting on the 5th of August, when senior BJP leaders had gone to Ahmedabad, so there were, ahead of the BJP MLA's meeting, Legislature Party meeting, some senior leaders were in a huddle, and Anandiben Patel was pretty upset. As the Hindu newspaper reported then, Anandiben Patel was saying that, you know, this entire patidar agitation, because of which she had to quit actually. So she was saying that entire agitation was internally basically managed, it was triggered to dislodge her. And it really upset Shah, and Shah said, well, I was not the one, I had nothing to do with this. But yes, I am going to choose the, I'll be choosing the next chief minister now. So that ended on a bitter note, and then you had this BJP Legislature Party meeting, and Rupani was declared the CM choice, the party CM choice then. 5 years later, so then Anandiben Patel had to go, and Amit Shah's point person was picked up by the CM. 5 years later, Amit Shah's man has to go, and Anandiben Patel's protege comes in his place. That's why many call it poetic justice. Anyway, coming to the main topic we're talking about. So there has been a lot of talk about this high commandist culture in the BJP. How there is a kind of congressification of the BJP. You know, the high commands, they're just picking up CMs, dropping them at the, you know, at any moment of their choosing, whatever be the reasons, whatever be their politics, political strategies, but treating the chief minister's chair as a musical chairs game is not probably fair. And that's what many commentators have spoken about. Well, from the Congress side, of course, you heard many of the leaders. They were having fun. They were having a field day on the weekend, actually. You saw some leaders talking about, you know, even sympathizing with Rupani that he's a scapegoat. Then you had another leader who said, you know, it shows that BJP is actually Bhayankar Jhagra party. Basically, a party which is witnessing a lot of internal dissensions. Now, coming from Congress leaders, it sounded a bit rich. But anyway, we're not getting into that. We are coming to these 20 chief ministers who have come under Modi Shah's watch since 2014. 8 of them had to vacate the chair. Now, I've done a bit of data crunching and some analysis of those numbers on the weekend. So I'll share some of them with you. And because there's so many numbers, so many names, you'll be seeing it on the screen also whenever it starts getting cluttered. So when we are talking about 8, 5 of them are five of them were replaced in the past 6 months, in fact. They're starting from Trivendra Singh Rawat in March. Then you saw how Trivendra Singh Rawat was replaced by Tirath Singh Rawat. Then he was also replaced by Pushkar Singh Dhami. So 2 chief ministers replaced in Uttarakhand. Then you had Yadrappa being replaced. That was the third one. And 4th one, of course, it was not like somebody was sacked, like Sarbanand Sonowal. He was the CM and he led the party into the Assam elections. But after that, he had to make way for Himanta Biswa Sarma. 4 CMs in 6 months. And before that, we saw how Anandibin Patel had to go. That was in 2016. So the sense you get is, you know, there's a lot of turmoil happening. Things are not working out well for the BJP, and that's why these things are happening. And this is why there's a lot of question mark on the high commandist culture developing in the BJP. And these critics may have some reasons also. So let me share some of the other things with you. Like, these critics may have a reason, but my conclusion, the conclusion I drew after going into the details and looking at the performance of all those 20 chief ministers who were picked up by Modi and Shah, I tend to differ from the general disagreement that you have with the BJP leadership and the way the BJP high command has gone about changing chief ministers. Results are actually not as stark as they are being made out to be. So when you talk about their ability to spot talent, we talked about 20 chief ministers, and then 8 of them have vacated. Just repeat again, and it's not just the 8 now. Right now, it's 40%, actually 40% of the total number of CMs were picked up. Going ahead, if you see, next year will be very crucial because you have 7 states going to polls. And in those 7, you have 6 BJP chief ministers who were handpicked by Modi and Shah. So that will be a big test of their experiments in states. Then you have somebody like Manohar Lal Khattar. He's already 67 plus. And you know how difficult he is finding, or seems to be at his wit's end in dealing with the farmers' agitation. Next Haryana Assembly election is in 2024. So I really wonder if the BJP high command would like to go with a septuagenarian as the party's face in the next election. So you may have something happening in Haryana sooner or later. And that's why I'm saying the figure 8 I'm saying is likely to change. And then another criticism you face, you have been witnessing, is criticism of the BJP, is that, you know, Modi and Shah are picking up very inexperienced chief ministers. So Bhupendra Patel, for instance, he becomes the third first-term MLA who has gone on to occupy the chief minister's post. So before Bhupendra Patel, you had Khattar, we have talked about. So Khattar had contested the election for the first time, won, and went on to become the CM. Then you had Biplav Deb in Tripura. He was also the first-term MLA. But we are talking about administrative experience. But it's not just these 3. Total, there are 8 chief ministers who had no administrative experience in the state government or in the government at the center when they became the chief minister. And I'll actually name them. Oh, coming to first-term MLA, I have given you just 3 names. But in fact, if you look at Rupani also, Rupani was also a first-term MLA when he became the chief minister. But then I have not counted him here because He had had a stint in the Raj Sabha before he became an MLA. So he did have that legislative experience. Then we can talk about Yogi Aditya also, because he was never an MLA. He was an MP. He was a 5-term MP before he became the Chief Minister. That's why, and later on he went on to become an MLC. He did not contest an assembly election. He became a member of the Legislative Council. So if you put all of them together, you could call it 5. But I'm keeping Rupani and Aditya out because they had experience in the Lok Sabha. Yes, but overall administrative experience you're talking about, there are 8 of them. And let me name them. You have, apart from these 3, you had Trivendra Singh Rawat, Deven Fadnavis in Maharashtra, Pramod Sawant in Goa, Pushkar Dham in Uttarakhand, of course. None of them had any administrative experience when they became the Chief Minister. But then now let's come to the other side. So this is the criticism we are talking about. We are dealing with specific points of the criticism. First was like changing the months too often, then inexperienced people being made CM. But had it really gone against the BJP? 8 out of 20 is one figure, but I'm giving you another figure here, which will actually counter the perception that it's not working. I mean, so far. So of the 20 CM they picked, 6 of them led the party into elections. And let me name them here. You had Fadnavis in Maharashtra, Rupani in Gujarat in 2017, of course, Pema Khandri in Arunachal, Raghubar Das in Jharkhand, and Sonowal in 2021. Of these 6, only 2 lost, or the BJP lost the elections under the leadership of only 2. The 4 of them ensured the party's victory. And when we are talking about these 2, one is of course Raghubar Das of Jharkhand, and another you can say Fadnavis. But you know, somehow I have a different point here. When you talk about Fadnavis, I really tend to think that instead of Fadnavis, you should be talking about Khattar when you decide to put them or prepare the list of losers or put them in the losers club. Because Fadnavis, mind you, in Maharashtra, BJP contested 150 seats, of which the BJP won 105. So we are talking about almost 70% strike rate. So of course, we know what Shiv Sena did and how the MVA government, or how the BJP was forced to stay out of power. But looking at Fadnavis' performance, you can't really question his ability or his leadership. Khattar, on the other hand, under him, the BJP lost its majority, and now it is depending on the clutches provided by Dushyant Chautala. So anyway, so between the two, who do you want to put in the losers club? It's your choice. But overall, I'm talking about the numbers. Only 2 of them lost. In fact, you keep Fadnavis out of this also. So in fact, only Raghubar Das was a big failure. So when you talk about chief ministers picked up by Modi and Shah, who led the party into assembly elections, if the number is like 1 failure and 5 successes, well, I would say it's quite a satisfactory performance, and that should actually give a different impression about this entire musical chairs game that is being criticized. So coming to the issue at hand, should Modi and Shah be criticized for dropping chief ministers? So they have forced 5 chief ministers out, naming them again, Anandiben Patel, Vijay Rupani, 2 in Gujarat, 2 in Uttarakhand, Tejas Singh Rawat and Trivendra Rawat, 4 then the other pie is 5, and then you can probably count Sonowal also, 6. 5 of them were forced out, in fact, they were asked to resign. What's the electoral outcome? We don't know. Because what we have witnessed is only one of the, in Gujarat, in case of Anandiben Patel, we have seen the result of that experiment. Anandiben Patel was replaced with Vijay Rupani, and the BJP managed to win that election. So that actually proves the success of that experiment. Recent experiments, what Modi and Shah have done in the last 6 months, we will see when the time comes. So probably the latest would be, say, next February, March, when you have elections in Uttarakhand. We will see whether these changes have had any effect. Gujarat again, later in 2022, say around November, December, we'll come to know whether this change of leadership has worked for the BJP or not. But as it is, the experiment has succeeded, because we have just one example, that is Anandiben Patel's, and that experiment was a success. Coming to another point, you know, how Modi and Shah, you may differ with their high commandist style. You may differ with them for the way they have treated some veteran leaders, say Raman Singh in Chhattisgarh or Vasundhara Raja in Rajasthan, or even Yedurappa in Karnataka. And I myself, if you recalling in many of my episodes, I have talked about this high commandist culture and how these popular or mass leaders in states are being undermined. So how to deal with them is a different issue, whether this is the correct way of dealing with them, the way a BJP high command is dealing with them right now. I won't get into that. But then coming to what they are trying to achieve. So if you look at the age-wise profile of the 20 chief ministers, I was just preparing that last night. The age-wise breakup gives you something very interesting. So of this 20, one that Pema Khandu is 37. And when I'm talking about age-wise breakup, I'm counting their age when they became the same CM for the first time. So Khandu has come back, Khatra has come back. So I'm not giving you their present age. I'm counting their age as it was on the day they were sworn in as CM first. So in the 30-40 age bracket, you have one CM, that is Pema Khandu. And in the 40-50, in that bracket, 40 to 50 years, you have five CMs in the age group of 40 to 50, pretty young. Then in the age group of 50 to 60 years, you have 10 CMs. So out of 20, 10 are in the age group of 50 to 60 years, 5 are in the age group of 40 to 50, and 1 in 30 to 40. And then 4 you have between 60 to 70. Of course, of these 4, Anandibhen is not there, Yedurappa is not there anymore. You have, in that group, you only have Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Basavaraj Bommai left. So if you look at the way they have tried to actually make their CMs or pick up their CMs from a younger lot, mostly between 40 and 60 years, and which is quite an experiment, I would say, because this kind of drastic change, usually you don't really see in any other party. It's a very deliberate, very well thought of plan. You may call it a gamble, but that's how they are known for. That's what they are known for. So, and we are talking about age group also, and there was something interesting I was trying to do. Like if I were an MLA today, so how much chance do I have of getting picked up by Modi and Shah? Going by my, if age is the criterion. So look at the age group that finds favor with Modi and Shah. 6 of these 20, or 6 each I would say, were between 53 and 56. So 6 of these CMs were between 53, were either 53, 54, 55, 56 years old. And 6 others were in the age group of 59 to 61, those that 3 years age bracket. 53 to 58, 56 and 59 to 61. In these two age groups, you have 12 of these 20 CMs. And then you have 5 in the age group of 44 to 46. I just made it condensed. First, I was talking about a block of 10 years, 30, 40, 40, 50, 50, 60. But I've condensed it a bit. I'm talking about the age bracket of 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. So in that group bracket of 44 to 46 years, you have 5 chief ministers. So Fadnavis and Adityanath were only 44 years old when they were made the chief minister. Of course, when Pema Khandu became CM, he was only 37. But we know Pema Khandu, in his case, it was not that the BJP high command had any choice, because he had walked over to the BJP along with about 3,000 MLAs. So obviously he had to be the chief minister. So 44 you saw, like Adityanath and Fadnavis, 44 year old. Pramod Sawant of Goa and Pushkar Dhami, they were 45 when they made the chief minister. Biplab Deb was 46. So this goes on and on. You see this very deliberate strategy, well thought strategy coming in place. So many CMs being picked up who are in the mid 40s or mid 50s. That's a very interesting. Now, there may be a lot of criticism about who they have picked up. But as I said, you have a long way to go. Let them face the next election and we'll see how they have performed and whether this strategy has worked or not. Now, there is another message when we are talking about picking up and dropping chief ministers. Let's look at the larger message, what is the larger message? That Modi Bhakti is not enough. I may like you because of your loyalty to me, but then after I have made you the CM, you better perform. So if my survey, or the survey I commissioned, if my survey shows that you have become so unpopular that the party has a chance of losing the next election, you will have to go. So I make you the CM, you start delivering, you start performing. Modi Bhakti is not enough. And that's the larger message. That's all from me in this episode. I have given some numbers, and as I said, like 8 out of 20 so far. I have also spoken about the success rate of the chief ministers, 6 of them who led the party to the polls. Again, quite a good performance when you come to, whether Modi Shah's choices worked in elections or not. But then next year, just to repeat, you have 7 of these CMs facing elections. Can they deliver? Will they deliver? We'll see. So the last word on the success or failure of Modi Shah's experiments cannot be said. As of now, jury is still out. But as per the figures available with us, it seems to be working. That's all from me. Thank you very much for watching.